Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. In today's service, we welcome Bishop Jean and the Reverends Jan, Liz, and Denise. Today's homilist is the Reverend Liz Labazou. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life. In Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you call your church to witness that in Christ we are reconciled to you. Help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may turn to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 13, beginning at the 18th verse. The angel of God, who was going before the Israelite army, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel, and so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night, and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued, and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. At the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and cloud looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and in his servant Moses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 114. When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water.
A reading from Romans chapter 14, beginning at the first verse. Welcome to those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let us be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. All those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to the Lord. So then each of us will be accountable to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And, as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children, all of his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on knees before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, today's sermon is based on Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. The text for today is about forgiveness. Who to forgive, why, and even how many times. How many times is a question that I really never would have even considered. I always assumed that if I forgave someone once, that's all it would take and all would be okay. But perhaps not. It is a very difficult word for us to hear because we find forgiveness both to receive and to give. However, it is an urgent word because receiving forgiveness is central to our faith. First, we have received God's forgiveness, and we can only pass on that which we have received. We are all called upon to make it possible for others to experience forgiveness as we have experienced forgiveness at the hands of God and God's people. Thus the circle of Christ's love expands even wider and to encircle one more lost sheep and another. According to Elizabeth O'Connor, despite the hundreds of sermons on forgiveness, we don't forgive easily, nor find ourselves easily forgiven. Forgiveness, we discover, is always harder than the sermons make it out to be. We nurse our sores, go to elaborate lengths to rationalize our behaviors, perpetuate family feuds, punish ourselves, punish others, all to avoid this most natural act. I have to admit, sometimes I clearly get confused with the forgiveness part. I am okay with forgiving. I do it quite often to ones who have done or said something to me. And then I think all will be okay. Why not? I've forgiven them, and I know they have forgiven others who have done worse to them. Now they are talking to one another, but not with me. How can it be justified by the other's actions and between my actions? The distance remains the same. They go on their merry way, happy and laughing, and here I am questioning, why did I forgive? Still trying to figure out this forgiveness thing. So what do? I keep forgiving, because that is what God would have me do. I can't even count the times I have forgiven or been asked for forgiveness. I know that God is always here for me to help me get through it. How do you respond when you've been mistreated and hurt? I'm quite sure that we can all admit that in one way or another we have been mistreated. At that time, we find it very hard to have a Christ-like mind, to express the forgiving spirit of Christ towards those who have mistreated us. We are more likely to become angry and perhaps to try to get even. But we know that by responding with anger, hostility, bitterness, and retaliation is the devil's way of destroying your home, your family, your fellowship with others. So again, why must I forgive you? Forgiveness is necessary for all human relationships, if you are going to survive and grow. But for the Christian, forgiveness is not just a good idea, it is essential and it is required by God. For us, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass us. I'm quite sure Jesus didn't mean that our forgiveness in some way is dependent on our forgiveness of others. So here we have Peter who asked, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother? Sin against me and I forgive him. Until seven times? Jesus said to him, I don't tell you until seven times, but until 77 times. Wow, can you imagine what Peter had thought? Here, he was forgiven seven times. I thought he was doing good. But when he received the answer from Jesus, what a surprise. Jesus was not saying to Peter that he could quit forgiving a repeat offender after he reached the 490. His point was not to count. He was teaching the principle that there is no limit to the number of times we forgive our brother or sister in Christ. The Father never counts the number of times we ask for forgiveness. He is always ready to offer forgiveness to us without limit. And now, our having tasted of his unlimited forgiveness for our every sin in his Son Jesus Christ, he now calls upon us to do the same toward our repentant brother and sister. Now, we've read the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18. He had been forgiven by his master, an incredible debt of pounds. Yet, he was unwilling to forgive his fellow servant for just a few pounds. Now, when the master had heard of this, he called upon him, and he called him wicked, and he had him imprisoned and tortured until he could repay. So we say this is just a parable, and we can't even say that every little detail applies to us. The parable ends in Matthew 32:34. Then the master called in the servant. He said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you now have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owned. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. There are many more parables and stories we can talk about regarding forgiveness. But remember, one of the consequences of refusing to forgive is that we end up tortured inside, harboring grudges and bitter feelings, and we often become restless. When we refuse to forgive, it does hurt us. We can easily become bitter and twisted and self-pitying. Maybe the person we forgive just doesn't care, doesn't want our forgiveness. Sometimes the only person to be healed by the forgiveness is the one who truly does the forgiving. When we genuinely forgive, we set a prisoner free. And very often, the only prisoner set free is me. So, my dear friends, I conclude the sermon by saying that God's forgiveness in each of us is free, and it's complete, and it's forever. He doesn't hold us his sins over our heads, but instead he offers forgiveness to each of us personally. On the basis of his forgiveness, we can be forgiving towards others. If you have been harboring a grudge against someone, you can forgive yourself with a clean heart, a clear conscience, if you will only ask our forgiving God to help you to give to that one person who injured you the gift of forgiveness. Amen.
Let us pray. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for loving care that surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word, for the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience, by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places, we may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. A prayer for guidance. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for peace. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your servants, from the assaults of our enemies, that we may trust in your defense and not fear the power of any adversary. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for Sunday. Father of light, yours is the morning and yours is the evening. Let Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine forever in our hearts and draw us to that light where you live in radiant glory. We ask this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for those who are sick, for those who are in need, who are poor, oppressed, those in prison. Pray for those who are in any need or trouble. Gracious God, the comfort of all who sorrow, the strength of all who suffer, hear the cry of those in misery and need. In their afflictions, show them your mercy, and give us, we pray, the strength to serve them. For the sake of him who suffered for us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. And may we have the understanding of Christ to see all as our brother and sister, to see this world as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.